Okay, we're going to get started. Special piece tonight. Neil Yacob, passed out some papers. It's only one. Made extra copies, you know. Just to get my hopes up. Sorry?
Maybe someone will come back.
Oh, yeah. Someone will come up. Someone's by.
He's here right now.
Hello, world. Today we're going to learn a special piece from Neil Yacob on this week's Parsha. The Eli Yaakov is a sefer that's very stuck to me often. From Rav Yaakov of Hussiatin. Rav Yaakov of Hussiatin, I come from the Hussiatin line, so it's very strong with me, which comes from the Rishner line. Ben Acher Ben, straight back to Rabbi Yisrael Meir Zhin. And he was a son-in-law of Rabbi Yisrael of Hussiatin, who made Aliyah. Before the war, I told everyone, get out of there, it's time. The Rishners are known to be strong in Eretz Yisrael already. He opened up his clothes in Tel Aviv. He passed away, and the Eli Yaakov, Rav Yaakov, his son-in-law, comes from Behush, also Rishner, took over the clothes. The Beis HaKnesset still stands today on Rechov Bialik, if you go there. It's like tall buildings, 1 minute from the beach, the best location, and this old, broken clothes that says, Admore Hussiatin. Unfortunately, the last Admor died out without any children. Most of the Hasidim went to Bayan and Saligora and surrounding areas. But it's still there. And his Torah lives on. And the reason why this is such an interesting Sefer, number one, he's known as a Sefer written on him. He's known in one way as the Admor Tzioni. He was very strong. Eretz Yisrael, Dinas Yisrael. And number two is similar to why Eish Kodesh is so interesting. Because it was written talking to people, drashos at a time, in the Warsaw Ghetto, where you really need to talk to people. Time of Tsaris. These were sichos. The sichos in this book, in the Sefer, were given the time of before the Holocaust, all the way until after Hakamas HaMadina, in Eretz Yisrael. So, and he's talking to a crowd. These are drashos. So you can think about the interesting things he'd have to say. A specific piece was given in this, this week's parsha. Tazria Matzora, excuse me. And Tavshin Yud. You know what Tavshin Yud is? 1949. The year after Hakamas HaMadina. Okay? It was given on this week's parsha. This is before Yom HaShoah was a day. Yom HaShoah was not a day yet. It was just, everyone was a Holocaust survivor. So like there was no like day to like. It was every day. Every day. Exactly. People were living Yom HaShoah every day. Say it perfectly. So it's really Hashkacha Pratos that what he talks about in this week's Parsha, which is Yom HaShoah, and then the week after is Yom HaAtzmaut, Yom HaZikaron. These are the inyanim he's going to be talking about in Tel Aviv in 1949. And it says, Tavshin Yud Shavua She'ira Asom B'Nefilot Bayit Biafo. Which week was it? It was a week, there was a terrible tragedy in 1949 where there was a building in Old Yafo with new immigrants, but they finally got a home for the first time in this old, broken-down building after the war, after Mechamet HaAtzmaut, 1948, long war, and the building collapsed, and there were an insane amount of casualties, mostly casualties, unfortunately, a lot of patira, and unfortunately, like we said, so many of them were survivors. These were survivors, and this was their first house. So Patach b'divrei kacho. He opened with holy dvar. Here's what he had to say. Yaakov v'siyatin. B'meshach kol shavua avar lo yiti klal b'matzav ruach hagigi. The whole week, let's just say I wasn't happy. I wasn't in this joyful place, joyful mood. I really wasn't happy. Hayisuna gadol b'yafo. Hishpia alai be'ofen kolkach medakeh. This terrible catastrophe, this terrible tragedy that happened in Yafo affected me in this depressing, terrible way. Shekasheh haya alai adibur. It's even difficult for me to speak about. It was difficult for me to speak all week. Amnam. Bishani ma'achronot kvar kahe haragesh. In the past few years, 1948, 1949, two very difficult years were all those, the first years of the Medina, it was war, and death and a difficult war. Kvar kehe haragesh. The feeling has already darkened. It's already thickened up and gotten hard. Kvar hurgalnu b'shmuot naraut. We're already regular to hearing these strange, hard, difficult news. Hallo, hayu katastrofot behekef gadol. There have been catastrophes left and right. Terrible things going on here. She'en kemat dome lahen b'divre yimei olam, which these are things that in the whole history of the world have been difficult to see. The Holocaust he's referring to. People dying on Kamas Medina. It's been mamish Mashiach dik, gogu magog, mess, things that you can't find in Midrashim, craziness, nothing that you can think of even. Who can think of such things? Terrible tragedies. Aval, asunot ha'ela, these difficult catastrophes, these difficult tragedies, botsu ha'idei tzorereinu begalus. They came partially from the tsaris of our galus, o alideo yvenu b'mochama kazev kazetu chal cherev, or because of our enemies who, time and time after, omdim aleinu lechaloteinu, they come to destroy us. Ulama ason shemedubar bo karaba artzeinu b'yimei shalom. Finally, the war is over, 1949, for the most part. In a time of peace, these survivors finally come to get a house for the first time. More peace, a little bit, finally a little opening of peace. And what happens? This terrible tragedy. Betirchot en misbar, terrible tircha. Beagiot al anushot, mevi'im me'at me'at et sherita pleita le'eretz Yisrael. Coming, these people, little by little, finally getting a little bit of freedom, a little bit more freedom every day from this terrible Holocaust that they went through, till they got to Eretz Yisrael. It says, Va'odim, Hamutsalim b'vo'am artza. And the ashes that come in their shade behind them, it galgalim b'machanot, v'na'im v'nadim ad matzadira kavua, are rolling around and trying to find just a place to live, just a place for shalom, a place to settle. A Jew just wants a place to settle. These people who walked out of camps, ashes, like he said, all they want is a home, and some peace and quiet, and a sandwich. V'hinei karbanot ha'asun, the terrible karbanos, this catastrophe, kasher sof sof zachu acher amol rav v'mtso mako manuchla l'achlif matkoach, finally after fighting of many years, of not having a place, not having a family, not having a home, they finally get this home in Yafo, a place to live for the first time. And so they can finally lachlif ma'at koach. They can finally use their koach for something else other than just finding a place to live, to making an effort in the world. Mitmotet pitom habayit shenatan lehem. In an instant, their building just collapses. Everything collapses. Mishpachot shleimot nikbarot tachat hamapolet. And complete families were buried under this terrible, terrible falling of the building in Yafo in 1949. I have no doubt that there were kosher, amazing people who were unfortunately among the dead. Ulam Yehudi eichshu alo yitziyat nishmato domel l'sifrei Torah shenisraf. And we know that, is it not that when a neshama leaves a person's body, it's ki'ilu a sifrei Torah has been burnt. It's the Gemara and Shabbos Kufay. Me'oraot me'za'azot ka'ela hemi misrei hashkacha ayona. And these mind-boggling things that we just can't handle. We don't understand. These mysteries of the hashkacha pratis of Shemayim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein lishol madua ulama. It's not in our place to ask how, why, who. It's not in our place to ask that, how and why. Kovshei derachmanehu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Hatshuva yechida she'al she'elat ka'ele nimtzeit b'menachos. The only tshuva to madu ulama, these terrible things happening and were happening in this time, the only answer is found in the Gemara Menachos, Daf Chavtet, where it says, shtok, Kachala b'machshava. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu, about why Rabbi Akiva was being killed in this way. It's a famous agada. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shto, kachala b'machshava. Quiet. That's what popped into my head. That's what I wanted to do. Shtok. Don't ask. Don't worry about it. I'm in charge. Strong. Ulama son hanara hu galgala hashkacha yedei anshenu. Maybe this terrible hashkacha was partially our fault. Haputrosim v'chelik ma'achariyut nofal gam al eilis samnu otam laputrosim. The ones who were supposed to check this building, the ones who were supposed to guard the building, and the ones who made those people in charge of doing it. Maybe the neglect of just not being careful is what, and all the factors is what led to this. Is it not known that many of the buildings in this old ancient city of Yafo are built on broken old foundations, on dilapidated foundations, Elokim Anali Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in your hands, you have to be responsible. Mi yitein b'mikshol ha'gadol b'muvan hazeh. No one's got answers. She'ashkacha tiyeh me'etah yoter meduyeket. Ashkacha should be yoter meduyeket, should be more realized to it. And now we're going to look, obviously, now that we see a building falls down, so we're going to look and be more careful and move more people in there. He says, what we realize now is that this new freedom that we have, this new atzma'ut, right? Next week Yom Atzma'ut, this new freedom. And they won the Mechamat Atzma'ut. They won. Anitzachon. Rak hodot lechazdei Hashem Yitbarach ba'olanu. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing his chesed to us right now. Because so far that's the only good thing that's happened, really, in the last 3,000 years. I don't know. Long time. What have the Jews gotten? They've just gotten out of one place into another. And they've had better and worse times, but when's the last time the Jews as a whole got something? He says, that's it. That's the chasi Hashem Yisbarach. Hatunot vasunot hamit rachshim kimat b'chol shavua. But at the same time, there's terrible things occurring from week to week. Mochichim she'ein zrizutenu v'zirotenu g'dola kol kach. We shouldn't be too fast to run into this idea that now it's all ready and done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our land. You can leave us now alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all ours. Leave us to it. And we're responsible to check if the buildings are good. And we're going to build Eretz Yisrael. Thanks for giving it to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nice to see you. See you later, Dad. It's not the fact that we got it ourselves, that we were chovesh it. We did what we can, we did so much to do it, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's showing us that right now. Fortunately, in a hard way. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Hashem ish mochama, Hashem shemo, we say every day. Hashem is the one who fights the wars. We do what we can, our shtadlus, and we win because we're on his team. If we don't win, we're not on his team. We'll keep that for a different topic for a different time. But essentially, that's it. And now we're going to break into the parasha a little bit. Well, he's going to break into the parasha a little bit. Let's break it out. A more lighter tone. Now that he's just vented his feelings of the last 15 years of him just watching tzaras of his whole family. His whole chassidus was wiped out. He was the Rav of chassidus. Whole chassidus was wiped out. Finally, people come to Eretz Yisrael and they're getting the... And like the piece of straw that broke the camel's back over here, a family of survivors, and the whole building collapses on all these families, and he just lets go. It says, this realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything is one of the foundations of our Amunah. And it's found in our Parsha, Parshas Metzora, Tazria Metzora, in Vayikra Yedad Lamadad, where the Pasuk says, Ki tavo el eretz kanan asher ani noten lachem la'achuzah. What does that mean? When you come to the land, right? Ki tavo el Eretz Kanaan. When you come to Eretz Kanaan, asher ni noten lachem la'achuza. What's la'achuza?
To inherit, to
have in your possession. So once again, when you come to Eretz Kanaan, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, of which I will give you as a possession to inherit, says the pasuk, and it talks about Tzaras, the rest of the pasuk. Hein Eretz Kanaan eino tzricha l'siman. We know what Eretz Kanaan is. We don't need a simin. Kirak echativ ein shnei ala. There's no other Eretz Yisrael in the world. Even the Arabs don't say, no, it's really over there. You go move, they don't even try and trick us. Everyone knows Eretz Yisrael is where Eretz Yisrael is, and that little dot on the map. There's no other Eretz Yisrael in the world. There's only one, not two. Aval hamilim asher ani noten lechem la'achuza. But when the pasuk uses the words, the land of which you will inherit, the land of which I will give you as a possession, Ba'ul Rameis, what does it come to hint? Kasher techabshu et ha'aretz. When you, what's techabshu? When you conquer the land, exactly. That when you come and conquer the land, right? Asher ani noten lachem la'achuza, in order to inherit, in order to conquer. Al titu lachshov. He says, don't make the mistake and think ki bekochacham ve'otzem yadcham kavashtem ata. Don't make the mistake and think that you're the one winning at the land. That's why, what was the first war that we had coming into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua? Yericho. And how was Yericho won? No weapons. A shofar and just walking around the wall 7 times. That was the showing Am Yisrael that these wars, you have to do what you can in shtadlus, but I'm the one winning the wars for you. The first one had to be that way. Don't think, when you have to remember always, Sha'ani noten otem la'achuza. Ani, kasher ani, says the pasuk, right? Asher ani noten la'achuza. I'm the one giving it to you to inherit. It's not, it belongs to you, and maybe I'll help you out a little bit. I'm giving it to you to inherit. Aval, im levutal, but if your heart begins to mock this, and begins to think otherwise, because you've gone through the war, you have to arrange and think differently now that this is achuzatchem. This does belong to you. It isn't your inheritance. Klomar. Shebechachmatechem. Thank you. Shebechachmatechem u'gvuratechem na'asta lachem la'achuza. That I'm not just going to let you sit back and just, you know, every war you're going to have to only walk around Yericho 7 times and you're going to win every city with a shofar. That's not going to happen. It's with your own koach, your own strength, your own gevura. With the shtadlus, na'asel lechem la'achuza, will I give it to you with an inheritance. V'natati nega tzarat bevet erez chuzatchem. That's his, first of all, let's go back to the pasuk again. The pasuk says, right? He says it's like chavshu, that it seems to be that it's going to conquer, but no, it's both. You're going to conquer it on terms, on my terms. V'natati nega tzara'at ve'etz eretz achuzachem, finishes up the pasuk, and I will put tzara'as on your house, eretz achuzachem, in the land that you will inherit. Right? Talks about tzara'as. Avi alechem yisurim. What does that mean? I'm going to bring yisurim. Terrible. I'm going to bring hard things upon you. You're going to have tough times. Kedei la'ir etchem litbonenut. In order for you to take a step back and rethink things. Whoa, who's winning this war? What's happening? Why am I here? What's my goal in life? Am I being megal yichad Hashem? Lechashbon ha'nefesh la'kir et ha'utchem. To take a step back and think about the mistakes you've made. And to fix them. To do tshuva. V'zeu she'amrin says Gemara and Archin and Yuma. Tana de Beir Bishmal, Uba Asher lo habayit. Mi shem yachid habayit la'atzmo, klomar la'atzmo, lekocho, ulaotzim yado. Whoever makes a house for himself and says, it's mine, and I made it myself, on my koach, with my hands, uvo hanega, and then Sara'as comes on your house, umachricho lintotz et habayit. And this proves to you, oh my gosh, I did it for the wrong thing. Now I have to demolish, I have to destroy my house. Scary words he's using, right? After what he just spoke about. Now I have to come destroy my house. Kedei l'ha'iroa idei zeh ala tzorech p'tikunatam b'munas v'adeos. In order for me to fix my false emuna and my deos and the fact that I did it. L'fi zeh ein hanega ba rak l'hamtziyat azav sh'etminu ha'amurim b'lvad. The tzaras only came in order so that you can fix yourself. For no other reason did it come. Not because you did this. It came in order so that you can peel it off and find the gold below it. Belachin Kasava Orachaim, the Orachaim writes, it's very close to Orachaim, he went, you know, his father-in-law, Rabbi Yisrael Fisyadin, during the Nazi, when they said the Nazis were coming close to Eretz Yisrael, and there was real fear in Eretz Yisrael for everyone that the Nazis were going to make it and wipe out the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Understandably, there was fear they were killing out the rest of the world. And they were on their way. They were already in Sinai. So they went over to two people. They went to the Rosh Yeshiva Panovich, who went over to Rav Yaakov Fisyadin, not far from each other. Abrak is right next to Tel Aviv. And He went to Yerushalayim, got to Yerushalayim somehow, and he made it to Har Zeitim, which was not a safe trip at the time, and he went to the Or HaChaim's Kever, which is 500 meters from where we're sitting right now, on Har Zeitim, looking over the cliff. I hope you all go some point.
Is it the Blue Kvarim?
It is one of the Blue Kvarim, yes. It's the one on the cliff that overlooks, on top of Avshalom. Oh, I'm sure. It's on the way. And he went to the Kever. He was there for a while. He said he saw the words Yudke Vavke on the Kever, and he knew. He traveled all the way down to the Sinai, drew a line in the sand, and said, they're not coming past this line, and that's where they stopped. True story. It's written in history books. True story. This was his father-in-law. I have a picture of him on my wall if you go in my house. You see this person. Anyway. Lachin Kazav Orachaim Shazet Derech Drash. He says this is a Derech Drash. This whole thing of Tzaras. There's something real deep about it. So now he's going to bring up a little bit of a Kabbalah for us. So bear with me. And I'll try and bear with you. It's a little bit of a tough piece. This ma'amar of what he speaks about comes from Rav Shimba Yochai, the arguable author of the Zohar, but who I believe. And it's also found in the Midrash Rabbah, Inva Yikar Rabbah. But Kasher Kazva Orachaim, who Derech Drash, when the Orachaim writes Derech Drash, Klamar, Yeshbo Toch. What's Toch? There's something in. I'm sure you've never heard the word Toch outside of the word Bitoch. But Toch is saying Amok. There's something deep here. There's something within here. There's something real Amok. V'hinei ha-mafteach la'avnato, right? Shlosuch ha-la-shabbos, mafteach. V'hinei ha-mafteach la'avnato nimtza b'sifro sh'arashbi. And the key to understanding this is found in the Sfarma, is found in the great Sefer of Shimba Yochai, the Zohar, in our parsha, Parshas Tazria. If you want to look, it's on Daf Nun. I only know that because it says it here, obviously. And it says, Kasef Tachezi. What's Tachezi mean? Anyone know what Tachezi means? Tachezi. Come and see. Is how does the Gemara say it?
It was like
Tashma. What's the difference between Tashma and Tachezi? What's Tashma mean?
Here.
Come and hear, right? What's Tachezi mean? What's Chezi? What's a Chizon?
A vision.
Okay, the difference between the Zohar's Tashma is Tachezi. When they want to say Tashma, come and listen, not come and hear my Torah. I worked on a Chiddush. Tachezi. Come, hear my vision. Okay, so you know it's going to be something deep. Tachezi. I'm going to use this explanation. We're not going to read through it. It's difficult. Okay? This is what the Zohar has come to teach us, because we're not going to get into the Zohar too deep, so we'll use this explanation. Haknanim hayubonim et b'neim berucha demesaba. Anyone know what a rucha demesaba is? Anyone? So rucha demesaba is like a ruach of tuma, a ruach. What does this mean? The Canaanim, the people from Eretz Canaan, would build their houses with a ruach of tuma, with bad wind, with bad ruach. What does it mean? And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Tzaras on the houses. Okay. And that's why they needed to destroy, right? So tear the buildings of which were built out of Tumah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a sign on it. K'dei la'avra ruach mis'aba me'ara. In order to remove this ruach of this tame ruach, this dirty ruach, this bad ruach from the land. Right, they're coming in, they got to clean up. V'yishtachechu Yisrael b'kedusha u'b'diyura kadisha l'mishrei b'nei u'shchinta. Like the Zohar said, excuse me, because they need to make for themselves a place of holiness to live in, a place that's built on holiness and shchina, not a place that's built on mis'aba, that's built on tumah. V'tzarich lavin. We need to understand this, okay? A lot of house building, of building in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of tzaras going on here. It's a very strong one. It's tzarich lavin. We need to understand what the heck the Zohar is talking about here. Im naniach shekavanas haZohar la'amar shabatim hachomriyim shalaknanim hayubnuyim beruach mesaba. If the kavana of the Zohar was to teach us that the houses were, what's chomriyim? Materialistic, right? Materialistic, the materialistic houses of the Kananim, hayubnuyim beruach mesaba. So those materialistic houses were built with this tumadika ruach. V'lachein, and therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu put tzaras on the houses, l'man yidnatzu, in order so that we can find them and destroy them. Seemingly, that's what the Zohar is coming to teach us, right? Ah, the Zohar is deep; doesn't just teach us what it says. Madua lo tziva lin tatzam bevo mel haaretz blinega. He says, obviously, it's not only that, because then why? Kadosh Baruch Hu would have just said, destroy all these houses. You didn't have to put tzaras on them. He would just says, any house that you see of a Kanani, destroy. You don't need to put tzaras on a house in a place you've never been to know that it's built Baruch Mesaba, Baruch de Mesaba, Baruch of Tuma. Kasher tziva miziv chotam titzon. What's miziv chotam titzon, excuse me? From your offerings you shall destroy it. That's a pasuk in Devarim.
What does that mean?
The Hatorah, meaning, what's the offerings? You need to burn it down. You need to take it apart. And you need to be mekadesh it. It's being mekadesh something. The Hatorah amra, v'ya kivyecha Hashem lukecha la'aretz asher nishba la'vasecha la'teit lecha arim gedalot v'tavot asher lo v'anita v'atim le'im kol tov asher lo mileta. Basically what the pasuk is telling is that you need to be mekadesh the land. You can't just, you know, walk into a Kanani's house and just be like, we're good, and we'll just, you know, it's free, so we're just going to live within the tzaras. Right? We're going to live, okay, we haven't had a house in all this long, and we have no place else to be. We've been walking in the desert for 40 years. We've been walking through the ghettos of Varsha for 6 years, and we haven't had homes for all this long, and we're just going to put ourselves in these houses of tzaras all of a sudden. בהכרח צריך לומר שכוונה היא על הבניינים הרוחניים. This proves to us that we need that the kavana of the Zohar is to be builders of ruchnius, to build with kedusha, to be the ones to be mekadesh these binyanim. Binyanei hatarbut hakananit, and this way of the culture of the Kananim, they dafka build it to go against anything holy. Hanega ba efo bebinyan chomri lesamel uleramez lebinyan ruchani. Why did they put the nega tzaras on the building? In order, efo bebinyan chomri, if wherever there's a materialistic house built on material, lesamel uleramez lebinyan ruchani. In order so that shows that we can be mekadesh the house, not to show us that we can destroy the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have just said, destroy the houses then. He says, these are the houses that you can be mekadesh. You can have fochotam lekedusha. Le'orer lehidbonenut lecheshbon ha'nefesh. To give us that moment where we can stand back and say, wait a second, what is this house? I need to peel off this tzaras and find the gold underneath to find out how I can be mekadesh the same house. It's in Eretz Yisrael, is it not? La'avi lidei ha'akara, in order that we can realize sha'binyanim ruchanim shel Yisrael, that the building, the holy building that we do as a nation, the nation of Am Yisrael, kol anfei tarbuta, in every way, in every single wing of our culture, Shaluma Israelit, of this Israeli mentality, this new Israeli mentality, Shalhu Ha'uma Israelit, which we never had for 3,000 years, of having a Jewish nation, Tzrichim Lahavanot Al Yisodot HaKedusha, it needs to be built on Kedusha. That's how it needs to be built. Ve'akara hazot hi hamitmona yoter chashub. This is the most important thing that we need to realize, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to get us to realize now in this terrible time, in 1949, after this terrible tragedy. Yikare hi mipazu p'ninim. It's happening for a good reason. It's horrible. And I haven't been able to speak for the last week, says Rav Yaakov, says the great holy Rav Yaakov, says, yeah, this is again Aleinu. But it's mipazu p'ninim. It's for our betterness. So it's pearls. Yisodotah shel Medinat Yisrael nimtzaim b'parashat HaShavu HaBa. The foundation for Medina Yisrael, for the newly founded, one-year-old Medina Yisrael, State of Israel, nimtzaim b'parashat HaShavu HaBa, is found in next week's parasha. Parashat Kedoshim. Achramos Kedoshim. Not sure if it's double this year, it's double. I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Sherov gufei HaTorah tluyim ba. Because the majority of the Torah falls on this Torah. Mitzvot hamaviot lidei kedusha. Listen up. Mitzvot hamaviot lidei kedusha. Umitzvot hanogayim lechaya chevra. Mitzvos are what bring us to kedusha. Viot lidei kedusha. Umitzvot hanogot lechaya chevra. And mitzvot, two types of mitzvot. The mitzvot that bring us to be mekadesh things, in order to do Kedusha, like a carbon, for example. And then there's mitzvot, hanogot l'chaya chevra, which fall into the lives of people, of how people interact, of how people talk to each other, of how we daven together. L'dvarim sheben adam l'chavero, which are between a person and his friend, me'da'adab l'chavero, v'haft l'recha kamocha. And you need to love your friend as if yourself. Lo tisane et achicha b'lvavecha. Don't hate your friend in your heart. Lo tasu ol b'mishpat. Don't make a whole old mishpat over here. Hayud tzedek ve'efa tzedek. Only be righteous. To be righteous. Hayitid katcha tzedek li'olam b'taratcha emes, says Tehillim. Kovyute. Chaye Yehudi tzrichim liot l'mofet. The life of a Jew has to be crazy. Jews have crazy lives. We have nuts lives. I tell my story to my kids, it's going to be a crazy story, although it might not seem right now. And which is nothing in comparison to my father's story and his father's story. Every Jew has a crazy life. Literally, I don't think there was a Jew born that doesn't have chaye mofet. Wondrous, crazy. Why? Just why? Just om de malenos. What? Give us a break. Nikim v'tahorim. Clean and holy. Vayitam li skula mikol amim. Like the Pasuk says in Shemot, that we're the skula from all the nations. It needs to be this way, he says. Matana tova natan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an amazing present. The greatest present, probably, in the history of the Jewish people have ever gotten. Eretz Yisrael. That's brachos. Says it in brachos dafei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us last year, 1948, he says, Eretz Yisrael. V'amitzvot heim t'nai ha-matana. But it wasn't for free. It wasn't for free. It was al t'nai that we hold until we keep to its, that we keep to his mitzvot. V'zuhi shekasuv b'sof parshas kadoshim. And this is what it says at the end of next week's double parsha, Parshas Kedoshim. Ushmartem et kol chukosai, v'et kol mishpotai, v'asitem otam, v'lo tachiyu etchem et haaretz asher ani mevi etchem shama l'shavas ba. You have to guard the chukos, guard the laws and the rules that I gave to you, the mitzvos, and then the land will not spit you out, which I gave you in order to live there. V'ayitem li kedoshim. And make for yourselves holy. Don't just do that. But now that you have it, you have to make yourself holy. Ki kado, as a nation, ki kadosh ani Hashem, because I, Hashem, am holy. Ve'avdi otchem min ha'amim liot li. And I made you different from the rest of the nations. I made you a chayim mofet. I made you different in order so that you can be one with me. And the other nations don't have that. Ve'im nikabel al atzmenu. The kaimam karaoi, believe shalem. And if we, us right here, in 2015, Tavshanayin Hay, in the middle of the old city overlooking Har Bayis, if we are mekabel on ourselves with a lev shalem to keep these mitzvos, niyeh bezrat Hashem itbarach, olim v'holchim mala mala, v'nizke b'mehera lirot et agula shlema. Then, and only then, will we go up and up and up. And it should be quickly in our days that we should see the complete geula. He was a believer that this geula started when we got Medina Yisrael, which brings in a different Torah. And we need to be mashlim that geula to bring the final Mashiach. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. Should be zchus Yom HaShoah. Up till Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut. This time of Cheirus, of Pesach, and this time of Tzaras, of Sfiras HaOmer. Kol Tov, good Shabbos.